Center in Madison alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Nate Strope back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. The stretch drive begins, a three-game homestand for Greg Gard's team. They've got Michigan tonight. Rutgers comes in Saturday, and a week from tomorrow, the Iowa Hawkeyes come to town. The Badgers need to start stacking wins, and they'll get started in about 5 minutes in pursuit of just that. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers welcoming tonight's honorary captain, Mike Wilkinson, knows a little bit about Big Ten championships. We both had a chance to talk with him. Farm living, keeping him really busy these days. Looks great, Mike Wilkinson.
Before the anthems were played, I had a chance to speak briefly with Mike, and like I do with all the honorary captains, I said, how many minutes can you give us tonight? So we could use maybe 10 to 15 against Dickinson. He said, no, he plays only once a week now, yeah. But I imagine when he does play, he's still as competitive as ever, because that was one of the characteristics of Mike Wilkinson's development and growth here as a Badger from his freshman year through his senior year. And he was just one tough hombre on the floor.
Yeah, he was. I wonder how many people actually asked him that, because I know two did, you and me.
Exactly.
Said, but Mike said, nobody wants to see me up and down the floor. Not so fast. Fundamentals, right? Those strong hands. He was a guy who would, this weird thing called the backboard, he would use it, and it worked really well for him. Banking in shots is a terrific play.
And I was reminded, looking at his bio, he shot over 100 free throws in each of his four seasons.
Yep.
So
yep.
In addition to the other things that he was able to do, and he could stretch a defense occasionally with his three-pointer, he got to the stripe, which the Badgers have to find a way to do tonight against Michigan.
Yeah, you heard the reception in the background. They weren't going Luke. There were boos directed to Hunter Dickinson. He'll hear it every time he touches it. He does seem to be one of those guys who embraces the role of the villain. And the bottom line is he's a really good college basketball player. 18 points, 8.5 rebounds, better than a block and a half per game. Maybe the numbers aren't as gaudy as you would think going in. They're still really, really good. We just got a lot of young guys around them. They're one of the least experienced teams in college basketball.
And they miss one player more so than any other, and that's Eli Brooks. He was the glue. I mean, he played in, what, 160-some games, 159 games for Michigan, and they haven't had that type of closer. I mean, we could sit here and talk about the lack of a Johnny Davis or Brad Davison as well. Teams have to adapt and adjust, and I think one of the keys for Wisconsin tonight, Matt, is Dickinson's going to get his, whether it's points or rebounds. But there are two players that concern me more so. Kobe Bufkin. Not only does he score, but he sets the tone on defense for Michigan. Whatever they're going to do, it, they're going to get into you. He's the guy to watch because he kind of leads the charge, sparks the team at that end of the floor, and the other is Jet Howard.
Yep.
If he gets hot from outside, he can carry the team.
Yeah, he'll take seven threes on average per game and hits better than 38% of those. And Bufkin will score a dozen per game. He had 14 against Indiana. This is a team that will mix up its defenses. It could give you a little three-quarter zone pressure. They'll mix up their half court, a little 3-2 look. They'll play some man-to-man as well. So We'll see the Badgers. Sometimes those quick bounce backs aren't such a bad thing. Coming off a disheartening loss Saturday in Lincoln, Wisconsin led by 17 points early in the second half. The Huskers charged back and then really took control in overtime, but no time to pout about it. Back in the practice for Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, and now they're ready to tee it up here tonight.
Well, Greg Gard told you during your pregame conversation, these are smart kids on both sides. And they understand the situation that they're in. They realize that there's a big sense of urgency right now to get a few wins. Wisconsin hasn't had back-to-back wins since the calendar turned.
Yeah, trying to get that home court advantage back. Badgers have lost four times in this building this season. I mentioned a while ago, three of the last four games here at the Kohl Center have not gone their way. Michigan comes out the traveling maize unis and the blue trim. The Badgers in their player design uniforms, the pinstripes. The black unis, the cardinal and gold trim. Kelly Pfeiffer, Kip Kissinger, and Michael Irving are your officials here tonight for Wisconsin and Michigan at the Kohl Center. And another big crowd here for this 8 o'clock tip Central Time in Madison.
Jet Howard poses such a matchup challenge because of his range and his size. He's 6'8 and long.
Max Klesman used to looking up at guys that he's up against, and he'll get used to it even more here tonight. Stephen Crowell, Hunter Dickinson, ready to jump center. Toss and tap will belong to the Badgers, and Wisconsin will go to our left in the first half. We're underway at the Kohl Center. Max Klesman against Jet Howard, throwing to Connor Resigian. He's with Doug McDaniel, and now it's Wall against Cheddar. Michigan straight up defensively to start the game. Heppern off the screen from Crowell. Throws it out to Resigian, quickly into Crowell. Low on the right against Cheddar. Muscles it up and in off the window. There you go, to your point. Went up strong and Crowell is rewarded. 2-0 Wisconsin. Michigan moves to our right in the first half. Badgers is always man-to-man. Kobe Buffin between the circles. He's with Connor Resigian. Now Dickinson versus Crowell at the top of the arc. Right side flip on the wing for McDaniel. Matched up with Chucky Hepburn. He'll throw to Buffin out between the circles. Refeeds McDaniel. Shot clock at 8. Cheddar against Wall. Goes into Dickinson. Low on the left. A running left-hand hook. Back rim no good. Rebound tip to Crowell. About a minute gone by, it's 2-0 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court. Top of the circle, leaves it for Crowell between the arcs. One dribble, sends it to Max Klesman. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Stamps off a three straight away, straight through for Klesman. And it's 5-0 Wisconsin, a minute 5 gone by.
Good luck despite Jet Howard contesting that shot by Klesman, top of the key.
Doug McDaniel, he's done a really good job coming in, this freshman for the injured Jalen Llewellyn, the transfer from Princeton, who tore up his knee. Here's Buffkin on the left side. Left of the lane. Pulls, pops 8 feet away. Back iron, no good. Whistle inside as Hepburn was sent to the floor. Foul is called. It's on Dickinson, and that's the game's first foul.
You don't often use the word crafty with a big, but I think in many ways, Dickinson around the rim is pretty crafty.
He
don't
really
you agree?
Is. I distinctly remember Greg Gard talking about Dickinson 2 years ago. He said he doesn't have that baby giraffe thing going. I will expound on that in a moment. Inside feed to a Siegen, low on the right, and missed the chip shot. It comes down to Jet Howard throwing to Buffkin. Open three, right corner is good for Kobe Buffkin, a 31% shooter from downtown. That gets Michigan on the board, 5-3 Wisconsin. A minute 50 gone by. With the ball is Crowell outside right against Dickinson. Inside feed to a cutting Chucky Hepburn, low on the right. He'll catch and finish. And it's 7-3 Wisconsin. We are 2 minutes in.
Terrific cut by Hepburn. They were able to pick off Buffkin with a screen.
What Greg Gard means with Dickinson, no baby giraffes in him. He does a great job keeping balance. Good footwork, uses his strength. He can finesse when he needs to. A good all-around player, podcast stuff aside. Here's McDaniel, runs it up left of the lane and through. For Michigan, it's 7-5 Wisconsin. 2:20 into the game. Here comes Hepburn, top of the circle for Wisconsin. Leaves it for Crowell. Outside right against Dickinson. Crowell, one dribble, hands off to Klesman. Klesman against Howard. Bobs off the Crowell screen. Turns it to Resigian. Pass deflected, stolen away. Connor with the turnover. Here comes Jet Howard to the line, down the lane. Runs it up and in. Jet Howard off the turnover, and we're tied at 7. 2:45 gone by. Jackie Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin, throws to Tyler Wall. Wall hands off to Esiejin, bobbles it, and Esiejin gets it back. Gets it to Klesman, throwing to Hepburn, baseline right on the penetration. Now a step back fall away, baseline right is off the side of the glass, no good, but he runs down the rebound. Tyler Wall has it with 10 on the shot clock. Wall against Cheddar, right of the lane. Tyler, one pump up and under, and that's sent away by Dickinson. It comes down to Doug McDaniel of Michigan. Tied at 7, 16:45 left of the first half. Chad Howard, good hedge on the screen. Now it's Howard against Klesman, top of the circle, throws to McDaniel high on the right, beats Cheddar, goes inside Dickinson, low on the left, goes up, missed the chip shot, but then tipped it back up and in. 9-7 Michigan, 3.5 minutes into the game.
He's lethal from that side of the rim.
With the ball is a siege in between the circles. He'll throw to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell against Dickinson, a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky inside the three-point line. Feeds Connor, deep three on the right side, nailed it. Nothing but net for Connor Esiejin. Snap that off right in front of Juwan Howard. 10-9 Wisconsin, not quite 4 minutes gone by.
He's got to settle the nerves down in the freshman. He got off to a bit of a rocky start both ends.
Here's Doug McDaniel throwing to Jed Howard on the right wing. Into Dickinson, quick double as Wall helps Stephen Crowell, and now a skip pass left side. Bufkin, baseline left to the rim, and he spikes it with a left hand. Kobe Bufkin with five, and it's 11-10 Michigan, 4:15 into the game. Michigan 5 out of 8 early. Badgers have hit 4 of their first 7 as Klesman goes into Crowell. Off the right block, single coverage Dickinson. Backing is Crowell. Backing, turns baseline, takes it low on the left now, sitting on the left block. Starts to back again on Dickinson. Backing is Crowell. Left shoulder turn. Puts it up over Dickinson, and good. Stephen Crowell with the patience. And it's 12-11 Wisconsin with 15:20 left in the first half.
I almost thought he was too patient. He should have kicked it out. What did you see?
I thought it was a beautiful right-hand half hook. Here's McDaniel out between the circles. He'll throw to Bufkin on the right wing. Gets it to Cheddar. Cheddar against Wall. Goes into Dickinson. Back to Cheddar. Down the lane to the rim. Layup good. I will say, to be serious, you got an early foul on Dickinson. See if you get that second one on him. And maybe that was part of the thinking for Stephen Crowell. 13-12 Wisconsin. With 14:50 left in the first half. Crowell at the top against Dickinson. Just left of the circle. Gives it up to Wall. Size advantage Wall against McDaniel. Now helping defense from Dickinson. Skips it to Esiejin. Feeds Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn goes into Crowell. Right block. Stevie goes up over Dickinson. Rattles out. No good. Dickinson the rebound. Outlet to Jed Howard. Up the right sideline of the front court is the freshman. Howard baseline right on the drive. Doubled underneath. And a pass intended for Bufkin left corner. It's picked off by Esiejin. 14:20 left in the first half. 13-12 Michigan. Hepburn gets a screen from Wall, and it's an illegal screen on Tyler, and he got caught, and there's the first foul on Tyler Wall, and we come upon our first media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Reprotect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference and enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:14 left of the first half. Michigan 13, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And we'd like to recognize tonight's game sponsor, U.S. Bank, and thank all those good folks for their proud support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 14-14 left in the first half. Michigan 13, Wisconsin 12.
Michigan 6 of 9 from the field. The Badgers 5 of 9. Really balanced scoring. 9 of the 10 starters have scored at least one basket. Crowell with 4 points for Wisconsin. Bufkin with 5 for the Wolverines. Bufkin almost had a triple-double against Northwestern. 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Set the 5 for Wisconsin. Jordan Davis and Carter Gilmore in the game for the Badgers. Hepburn, Klesman, and Crowell rounding out the 5. And the same 5 that started the game, still in there for Juwan Howard's Wolverines. Doug McDaniel brings it up the floor, throwing to Dickinson at the top. A flip for Will Cheddar. Left-hand toss to McDaniel, feeds Dickinson at the top of the wheel. Dickinson a handoff to Bufkin at the top. He'll throw to Cheddar at the right point. 14 on the shot clock. As Cheddar sends it to Bufkin. Bufkin pulls up, pops it right of the lane. Air ball. Cheddar with the rebound, throws it up, and a foul first. Boy, he made the shot. It was a heck of an effort by Will Cheddar. He was fouled on the play, and I think you're going to get Jordan Davis here. Juwan Howard wanting that bucket to count. But it does not. His first foul and the team's second. McDaniel inbound, baseline left. 13:51 left in the half. 13-12 Michigan. And now the officials are...
Yeah, I don't think the foul was on Jordan Davis. There was no
contact. That's what they're looking at. Yeah, that's what they're looking at.
He was away from Cheddar.
That was screened. I didn't think it was him, but I was trusting that first call. So they're going to go ahead and you can review to see you have the right party. They will be on Carter Gilmore and not on Jordan Davis. So the foul on Gilmore is his first and the team's second. As McDaniel inbounds to Jet Howard, catching, shooting, left wing, mid-range, Jay, no good. The rebound to Crowell. Michigan up 1, 13:45 left of the first half. Hepburn up the middle of the front court against Bufkin. Throws to Carter Gilmore. A bounce for Crowell, right of the circle. Crowell looking inside, nothing available. Feeds Hepburn at the free throw line. Bufkin on him, a pass for Gilmore. Sends it back to Hepburn, flips to Davis. They wrap it along the perimeter. Klesmet, right wing. Goes into Crowell, single coverage Dickinson. Crowell skips it to Hepburn, snaps off a 3. Left side, off the right side, iron no good. Will Cheddar the rebound. Outlet to Jet Howard up the left side of the front court. Howard off the Dickinson screen. Klesmet works over it. Howard in the lane. 10-footer. In and out. No good. Crowell the rebound. 13-10 left in the half. 13-12 Michigan. Hepburn glides up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. High screen Crowell. Hepburn left of the lane. Throws to Gilmore at the top. Turns it right wing for Klesmet. Inside feed. Crowell catches. Right of the lane. Dickinson single coverage. Crowell backing on Dickinson, who has one early foul. Shaking up left hand. Crowell got it. Oh, sweet move as Crowell goes to the left hand. And it's 14-13 Wisconsin. 12:47 left in the half.
Crowell feeling a certain level of freedom without the double team.
McDaniel on the right wing for Michigan against Chucky Hepburn. A bounce for Will Cheddar against Gilmore. Inside to Dickinson. Who's in on Crowell? Up left hand good for Hunter Dickinson, who has 4. 15-14 Michigan. 12:30 left in the first half. Hepburn hands off to Davis. He'll throw it to Klesmet between the circles. Klesmet The high screen from Crowell now penetrates right of the lane on Jet Howard. Runs it out to Gilmore. Turned down the three. Caught her in the lane. Bounce pass Crowell. Left of the lane against Dickinson. Again, single coverage. Backing is Crowell. Dickinson chesting up. Crowell whips it to Gilmore. Leaves it for Klesman on the right side. Klesman with five to shoot. Klesman in traffic. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound Dickinson of Michigan. And here comes Doug McDaniel. The lead feed to Buffett and tried to step into the three and hit the brakes. Instead, he took an extra step and is called for traveling. And we have a timeout at the Kohl Center. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:58 left of the first half, Michigan 15, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates. Badger fans, weeks, and more. 11:58 left of the first half. Michigan 15, Wisconsin 14.
This is Hunter Dickinson's fourth game against Wisconsin as a freshman in Ann Arbor. He had 12.6 rebounds in the Michigan win. Here in Madison that year, he had 11 points and 15 rebounds. Wolverines also won that game. Last year, Wisconsin beat Michigan. Dickinson had 21 points and 5 rebounds. He's just one of the tougher threats in this conference. Very consistent with his game.
And he's expanded it. You know, as a freshman, he attempted just a handful of three-point attempts. And, you know, he's not a volume three-point guy, of course, but he's pretty good when he gets out there. He's 40%. You know, he can face up, obviously, mid-range, and now his ability to step outside makes him a little different from some of the other really good centers in this league.
And one of the real keys in trying to defend Hunter Dickinson, make tough shots, force him to make tough shots, but you got to keep him off the free throw line. He's shot over 100 free throws in each of his three seasons with the Wolverines.
He's been shooting at a good clip, especially lately. He has 4 points early on. Stephen Crowell has 6. Kabari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin. Jordan Davis, Connor Recege, and Carter Gilmore and Tyler Wall out there. And for Michigan, the new man in the lineup is Joey Baker, 6'7", the grad transfer from Duke, and he is a three-point threat. Up the floor is Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. Throwing to Davis, wraps it right wing for Gilmore against Dickinson. Gilmore throws it to Davis, whips it to his siege in left of the circle, sends it left wing for McGee. Kamari drifting up top, finds Davis against Joey Baker. A pass for Gilmore, 13 to shoot. Gilmore off the wing, throws to McGee between the circles. McGee off the wall screen, picked up by Cheddar, pulled up mid-range jumper. Good for Kamari McGee. Rush off the bench, knocks down a mid-range Jay. 16-15 Wisconsin with 11:25 left of the first half.
Tough shot because he hit it on the 6'4 Bumpkin.
At the ball is Doug McDaniel, high screen Dickinson. McGee works over, a throw to Cheddar, left of the circle. He'll try a three, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. A rebound, Jordan Davis of Wisconsin. Good box out of Kobe Bumpkin. Up the floor is McGee for Wisconsin. Turns down the wall screen. Leaves it for Gilmore on the right side. Turns down the three with the ball is Davis. He'll take the three left of the circle, and that clipped off the right side iron. No good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound. McGee thought about it, thought otherwise. He'll throw to wall, top of the circle. Whips it back to Kamari McGee. McGee against Dickinson. Real small against real big. Here's Kamari taking him on. Runs it back out to Davis. Goes into wall. Mid post left. Seven to shoot. Backing his wall. Backing. One pump. Two pumps. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim and off the right side. No good. Rebound wall. Just rips it away from tech, from traffic, and runs it out to the right wing. That is sheer hustle from Tyler Wall. The crowd appreciates it. McGee, top of the circle. Throws to Davis high on the right. Shot clock at 10. A bounce for Wall against Cheddar. Moving. Baseline right. Cheddar goes down. Nothing called. A feed into Gilmore. One pump. Low on the left. Throws it up. Missed it, but a foul on Joey Baker of Michigan. Boy, did they earn that.
I hope and I know that Greg Gard will show that clip where Tyler Wall got an offensive rebound in the midst of three, not one or two, three defenders. And it was just all about heart and scramble. Mm-hmm. And getting a little bit more hustle out of Wall there than the Michigan players could put up.
Carter Gilmore at the free throw line. 16-15 Wisconsin, 10-19 left in the first half. The junior out of Heartland with the first free throw, and it's too long, no good. Max Klesmet ready to check in for Wisconsin. Jace Howard coming into the game, along with Terrace Reed. Reed, a 6'10", 260-pound freshman.
Reed's really put together.
Yeah, he is. He is a man out of St. Louis, Missouri. Jet Howard back in there. So both of Juwan's sons in there. Jace, a junior. There's Jet, the highly regarded freshman. Second free throw for Gilmore is good. Crow comes in for Carter. So you got Crow, Wall, Asijan, Klesmet, and McGee out there for the Badgers. 10-19 left in the half. 17-15 Wisconsin. And here comes Kobe Bufkin, the 6'4 sophomore out of Grand Rapids, named after the late, great Kobe Bryant. Bufkin, the left-hand dribble against McGee, throwing to Jet Howard, high on the left. Goes into Reed, left of the lane. Reed starts to back on Crowd. Backing up low on the left and in. There is Reed using his bulk, and we're tied at 17, halfway through the first half of play. McGee of the front court for Wisconsin flips it to Klesmet. He'll toss it to Crow. Goes into Wall. Tyler, right of the lane, finds a cutting Klesmet. Low on the left, layup too strong, no good. Terrace Reed, the rebound for Michigan. And here comes Kobe Bufkin to the front court of the right side. Bufkin off the high screen to the line. Bufkin down the lane, push it up. And an offensive foul is called as Wall taking one for the home team. Bufkin getting a little out of control. That'll be his first foul. Third foul on Michigan, 9:38 left of the first half, tied at 17. Good work by Tyler Wall getting in there to fill the hole and draw that contact. As McGee brings it up for Wisconsin, throwing right side for Crowell on the wing. Inside to Asijan, low on the right, got loose from Joey Baker, and Asijan will catch and finish 19-17 Wisconsin.
Baker was beaten so badly he tried to reach out and hold Asijan and he couldn't do it.
Bufkin throwing to Reed off the right elbow. Reed against Crow. One dribble, a hand off to Baker. Chased by Asijan. Baker in the lane. Push it up in traffic. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Connor Asijan. One and out for Michigan. Here comes Kamari McGee, right side of the front court. Goes into Crow against Reed. Junior against a freshman. Crow, right of the lane. Big Stevie backing. Right block. Goes up right hand. Off the glass and rim. No good. Reed the rebound for Michigan. Coming up on 8:50 left of the first half, 19-17 Wisconsin. Bufkin hands off to Howard. Howard off the high screen from Reed. Howard against Max Klesmet. Jed Howard throws to Bufkin high on the left. Bufkin on the right-hand dribble. Jumps down to the paint. Feeds Howard. Tries a three. Right side. Drained it. Jed Howard's first three. He's better than 38% from distance coming into the game. 20-19 Michigan. 8:30 left of the first half. Klesmet along the right sideline in front of the Michigan bench. Left hand toss for Wall, top of the circle. Turns it left side for McGee. Drifting out high, gets it to Crow. Inside feed for Wall, batted away. Tyler is there to gather. Now Crow has it. Right foul line extended. Stevie finds the season. Moving without the ball. Catches, goes to the rim, and sends it in with the right hand. Connor Asijan with the flush. 21-20 Wisconsin.
Too quick. Asijan's too quick for Joey Baker.
8 minutes left in the first half. Bufkin operates against Kamari McGee. Bufkin throwing to Jet Howard. High on the left against Klesmet. Howard on the right-hand dribble. A bump and a play on it. A step back three. Left of the circle is off the rim. No good. Rebound Crow for Wisconsin. 7:47 left in the half. 21-20 Wisconsin. left side of the front court, working off screens from Wall and Crowell. Kamari right of the circle, darts it inside. It's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Michigan.
He was a little bit late seeing Crowell was wide open on the left block.
And we've got a timeout here at the Kohl Center. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:38 left in the first half. Wisconsin 21, Michigan 20. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 39. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 20. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
.gov.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Get to a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. 7.5 minutes remaining in Piscataway. Nebraska continues its lead. Huskers 66, Rutgers 56. And Penn State hung 93 in the Illini tonight. 93-81. Penn State over Illinois. Jalen Pickett, 41 points. And he needed just 20 shots to get there. 15 of 20 from the floor, 5 of 9 from 3, 6 of 6 at the foul line, and 8 assists. That, folks, is pretty close to a perfect game. We have 7:36 left in the first half here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 21, Michigan 20.
Connor Asijan missed his first shot here tonight. It's a difficult layup. Nonetheless, it was a miss. Since then, he's made 3 for 3, including the last two layups when matched against Joey Baker, who's a little bit more known for his outside shooting than he is for his defense.
He stays in the game, does Baker. Asijan out there with Klesmet, Gilmore, Chucky Hepburn, and Stephen Crowell. 19 of the shot clock for Wisconsin. Ball deflected out of bounds by Michigan. Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Chucky looks, goes into Crowell, finds it back to Chucky, sends to Max Klesmet on the left side against Doug McDaniel. Bounces to Crowell against Terrace Reed, still in there with Dickinson on the bench, backing his Crowell, backing, mid-post left, still backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, back rim, and off the right side iron, no good. Joey Baker the rebound for Michigan. Badgers up 1, 7:20 left in the first half. Doug McDaniel out high against Chucky Hepburn. McDaniel glides off to the left side. Jed Howard sets the screen. Little ghost screen there as now McDaniel backpedals along the left sideline. Shot clock at 12. Now McDaniel pulls up free at the top of the circle. Feeds Jed Howard a three around the rim and out. No good. Reed the offensive rebound. Low on the left. Tries to take it right. Knocked away Crowell. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Reed. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Boy, a lot of traffic down low. A lot of big dudes down low. And the Badgers get the better of it. 6:55 left in the half, 21-20 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman along the right sideline. Klesman off the high screen from Crow, top of the circle. Max against Jet Howard, shovels it into Crow. Moving in on Reed in the lane, left shoulder turn, and that shot got gobbled up. Back to Stevie, tries again, missed it. Reed the rebound. Terrace Reed playing some good low post defense for Michigan. McDaniel throwing to Joey Baker. He'll catch, shoots a three up top, and the Duke transfer missed it. Long rebound. Jace Howard trying to run it down. Can't get there. Out of bounds to Wisconsin.
By the way, Jace Howard has now been assigned to Connor Assijan. What Crowell has been forced to do is adjust to two different body types and styles, from Hunter Dickinson to Reed.
Reed's faring well so far in the defensive end. Assijan throwing to Gilmore in the left wing. Badgers still up one, 6:15 left in the half. Assijan open three, tries straight away and straight through. Connor Assijan just popped to the top of the circle, and that's his second three of the game. 24-20 Wisconsin, 6:05 left in the first half. Jet Howard brings it out front, and he'll hand it to Doug McDaniel against Chucky Hepburn. A pass for Reed, left of the circle. Reed, one dribble, gives off to Jet Howard. Howard against Klesman, whips it right side for Doug McDaniel in the corner. Now curls off the wing, in the lane, off balance, right-hander off the left side, iron, no good. Crowd the rebound. 5:45 left in the half, 24-20 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. High screen from Crow. Chucky will use it. Floats it to Gilmore. He'll go up and get it left corner. Goes into Crow, left of the lane. Single coverage Reed. Out to Max. Open three. Left side. Book it. Max Klesman is second three-point hit. 27-20 Wisconsin. Timeout. Michigan with 5:29 left in the first half. 30-second timeout taken by Michigan. We'll hold it here.
Assijan had scored the last 7 points for the Badgers before Max Klesman hit that three. We're talking about the adjustment factor for Clow. Now, he was able to get closer to the rim with Dickinson than he was Reed. Reed, because of his muscle and his bulk, pushed him out a little bit, made him more uncomfortable on a few of those shots, and it was effective.
Reed had 8 points and five rebounds Saturday against Indiana. That was a game there for the taking for Michigan, but the Wolverines went dry the last five-plus minutes. That allowed Indiana to get that big road win. Both of these teams have work to do to become NCAA worthy. Wolverines 2-9 in quad one games. The Badgers 5-6 in such games. This game does not qualify in either case as quad one, but it's really important. Michigan using its first time out of the game, and Doug McDaniel coming out of it brings it to the front court. McDaniel on the left sideline in front of the Wisconsin bench. High screen, Hunter Dickinson back in for the Wolverines. Now it's Jed Howard, left wing, throwing it to McDaniel, top of the circle. Bounce pass, Jace Howard, right elbow. Out to McDaniel, feeds Jace Howard against Tyler Wall with 12 to shoot. A handoff to Baker. Turn back to Jace Howard, low on the right, pushed it up, no good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore. Getting the seal on Dickinson. 5 minutes left in the half. 27-20 Wisconsin. Hepburn leads it for Klesman. He'll throw to Assijan between the circles. Connor with 10 points in this first half for the Badgers. Gilmore right of the wheel against Jace Howard. Throwing to Klesman against Jet Howard. Top of the circle. Finds Chucky Hepburn. Foul line jumper off the bounce off the rim. No good. Rebound Joey Baker of Michigan. Baker will turn and go. Pushing to the front court. Right of the lane. Throws one up over Assijan. And that missed by a mile. Caught weak side by Wall. Baker went down awkwardly. He's feeling it. Here's Connor for three. Left of the circle. Back iron. No good. And a whistle inside foul called against Wisconsin. Connor was feeling it, too, in a good way, but couldn't knock down that three as Carter Gilmore is called for his second foul.
Looks like Baker's going to be able to walk it off. There's the concern there of his right ankle. He was out of control trying a layup.
Yeah, he comes off. Will Cheddar in there. But you're right, appears to be okay, but out of the lineup momentarily. And again, great guard making sure the right player is identified. They then announced on the official signal was Connor Assijan. So it's on Assijan and not on Gilmore. So the first on Connor, and so take one back from Gilmore. He has one foul. He's on the bench right now. Jordan Davis back in for Wisconsin. Cheddar throwing to Jet Howard on the left side. 4:20 left in that. 27-20 Wisconsin. McDaniel pulls, pops right of the lane. Good from 13 feet away. McDaniel with four. 27-22 Wisconsin. So it's Hepburn, Asijan, Davis, Wall, and Crow, the five on the floor for the Badgers. Wall left of the circle, leaves it for Stephen Crow, right of the wheel. A bounce pass in, it's a wide pass intended for Asijan, a break for Wisconsin, though, as Bufkin got a piece of it, and it deflects off of his hand and out of bounds.
Kind of a low percentage play, and both players realize that, most specifically Stephen Crow.
17 to shoot, Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Hepburn looks into Asijan. Connor left wing, whips it back out the Wall. Wall gets a high screen from Crow. Tyler right lane line against Dickinson. Bounces it out of there to Davis. Shot clock at 8. Now it's Hepburn against Bufkin. Chucky. Left of the lane. Chucky drives. Step back baseline jump is too long. No good. Wall the tip. No. Rebound. Fought for. Gathered by Jordan Davis. And another chance for Wisconsin. Davis right wing. Goes into Wall, right of the lane against Dickinson. Angles a pass to Hepburn. And a crowd posting on McDaniel. And that's where the big had the big advantage. And McDaniel just tried to poke it free. And instead he is called for the foul. Not much else Doug McDaniel, the 5'11 guard, could do as we're now at the under four media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:32 left in the first half. Wisconsin 27, Michigan 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
We'd like to recognize tonight's game sponsor, U.S. Bank, and thank all the good folks there for their support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 3:32 left in the first half. Wisconsin 27, Michigan 22.
This was the third straight offseason in which Juwan Howard went out and got a transfer point guard. Started with Mike Smith from Columbia, then Devontae Jones from Coastal Carolina. Llewellyn was the latest from Princeton, but he played only 8 games before tearing up his ACL. So there's been a lot of pressure on Doug McDaniel as a true freshman point guard. Howard likes that veteran's presence at that position, but he has no other choice.
And they like the way McDaniel has played. Matter of fact, he's had the most assists for a Michigan freshman since Trey Burke, who wasn't half bad. McDaniel out of Washington, D.C.
It is kind of unique how Howard has used the transfer portal for that one position.
Yeah, and it's served him well. Michigan has made runs to the Sweet 16 in each of the last 5 NCAA tournaments. It was really a Joe Average regular season for Michigan last year. 8th place, 11-9 in the league, 19-15 overall. But you have yourself a good weekend in the NCAA tournament, and that changes the perception.
Yeah, they knocked off Tennessee before getting knocked out themselves by Villanova.
Hepburn will inbound. He's got Wall, Crow, Davis, and Klesman out there with him. Shot clock at 20 is Hepburn. Baseline left, looking to inbound. Looking inside, nothing there. Floated out to Crow against Dickinson. Bounce pass Wall against Will Cheddar. Right foul line extended. Tyler puts it on the deck. In the lane, goes up. Again, got fouled by Cheddar. Wall to the free throw line for Wisconsin. First foul on Cheddar. Tyler was the only Badger to shoot free throws against Nebraska. We talked before that game. The Huskers don't foul much and didn't foul much on Saturday. 4 of 6 at the line was Wall on Saturday, and that was the representation for Wisconsin as a team at the free throw line. First attempt for Tyler is good.
It really led to the frustration, too, of all the misses from close range.
And 17-point lead evaporated, and then Nebraska really took control in overtime. Second free throw too long, no good. Bufkin the rebound. 28-22 Wisconsin with 3:20 left in the first half. Doug McDaniel out front for Michigan. He'll flip it to Bufkin high on the right. Jordan Davis comes out on him. Bufkin a bounce for Will Cheddar, contested by Wohl. Rotates the pass to McDaniel. Wall gets him on a switch and knocked away the pass. They were trying to shovel it into Dickinson. Tyler with a kick. So that'll put the shot clock to 20. 3:07 left in the half. 28-22 Wisconsin. Kobe Bufkin, sideline right, will inbound. Goes into Doug McDaniel. That burner's on him. A throw to Jed Howard. Slips it into Dickinson. Move it in. Low on the left. Takes it right. Cal sticks with. Feeds McDaniel. Dribbles to the foul line. Throwing to Cheddar. Wheels in on Wall. Goes up right hand. Good. Nice move by Will Cheddar. A little spin. 28-24 Wisconsin. 2:50 left in the first half. Hepburn flips to Max Klesman, who's hit a couple of threes here in this first half for Wisconsin. Klesman finds Hepburn. Quick close by Bufkin to the right wing. A throw to Wall, right of the lane. He's with McDaniel. Size advantage, Wall. Tyler starts to back, helping defense from Dickinson. They rotate it to Klesman. Feeds Davis. Left side three. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Stephen Crowell against Cheddar at the right with the left block. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand is Stevie. Back rim, no good. Rebound tip, Wall to Crowell. Stevie in the lane. One pump. Leans in on Dickinson. Shot up, no good. Davis a tip, no. Rebound fought for him. Dickinson gathers for Michigan. 2:15 left in the half. 28-24 Wisconsin. McDaniel left sideline. Good edge of the screen by Crowell. McDaniel backpedals near half court. Now works off of Dickinson's screen. A throwback to Dickinson. Open three left side. Good for Hunter Dickinson. His first three of the night. And it's 28-27 Wisconsin. 1:55 left in the first half. Davis throwing to Klesmet between the circles. Feeds Crowell right of the wheel. Skip pass, Jordan Davis lines up a three. Left corner, good for Jordan Davis. His first triple of the game, 31-27 Wisconsin. A minute 38 left in the first half.
Well, Davis gave the Badgers a lift early in that game in Nebraska with 5 points, couple of rebounds.
Gets his first points here tonight with that long ball. Here's Doug McDaniel on the right side. Fans to the wing. Ball screen Dickinson. McDaniel throws to Bufkin. Right point against Jordan Davis. A feed for McDaniel. Goes into Dickinson. Off the left block against Crowell. Dickinson backing. Turns up left hand. Sweet. Hunter Dickinson gestures to the student section. He loves being the villain. 31-29 Wisconsin. Coming up on the final minute of the first half here in Madison. Klesman throwing to Crowell against Dickinson. Outside the three-point line, back to the basket, a handoff to Hepburn, throws it to Klesman, right side, fakes the three, cuts off the right wing, reverse layup is off the mark and well off the mark, rebound to Doug McDaniel of Michigan. Lead feed, Bufkin runs off the left wing and walked with a ball, lost his footing, trying to shovel it into Will Cheddar with 45.8 seconds left in the first half, 31-29 Wisconsin. Connor Esegin will check in for Jordan Davis.
And a couple of drives here in the first half, you can see where Max Klesman has been kind of influenced by the size on him with Jet Howard.
Yep, absolutely. Up the floor is Hepburn. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. 40 seconds left in the first half. Esegin leads it for Wall, left point. Wall against Will Cheddar, throwing to Esegin. He's loose, tries a three, straight on. Bangs off the rim, no good. Cheddar the rebound. Here comes Michigan, down two. And we're down to 25 seconds left in the first half. About a second or so difference, shot to game clock. 18 seconds to play in the first half, 31-29 Wisconsin. Kobe Bufkin on the dribble against Connor Esegin. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 11. Bufkin out between the arcs, high screen Dickinson, drop coverage Crowell. Bufkin steps back, tries it, and it's good with 4 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass to Hepburn, three-quarters court shot on the way, and it's no good, and Michigan will take a one-point lead into the locker room as Dickinson plays with the crowd here at the Kohl Center. 20 feisty minutes remaining in Madison. We are halfway through, and it's another tight one for the Wisconsin Badgers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table at the half, Michigan 32, Wisconsin 31. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Meet Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The Kohl Center, a Kobe Bufkin three in the final seconds of the first half gives Michigan a 32-31 lead. Hunter Dickinson leading the way for the Wolverines, 9 points and 5 rebounds. Bufkin with that three at the end of the half. He has 8 points through the first 20 minutes. 5 for Jet Howard, 4 for Doug McDaniel, likewise for Will Cheddar, 2 for Terrace Reed. Connor Esiejian with 10 to pace the Badgers. Max Klesman and Stephen Crowell each with 6. Crowell has 7 rebounds and 5 assists. He is on a triple-double pace so far tonight. Jordan Davis with 3, Chucky Hepburn with 2, Kamari McGee with 2, and Carter Gilmore has 1. At the half, Michigan 32, Wisconsin 31. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Race to savings on your bathroom project at Menards. The Elate Frameless Shower Door by Kohler creates a sleek, minimalist look. The tempered glass is coated with Clean Coat technology, which repels water, scum, and residue, saving cleaning time and protects your door. It's available in a matte black, bright silver, or matte nickel finish to suit any style. Save big money on Kohler shower doors and race into Menards today. Savings good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Time to redo this basement.
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio.
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What's the name of the national brand that removes built-up grease, baked-on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. as in Gunk Engine Degreaser or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Madison. It is halftime. Michigan leads Wisconsin 32-31. Last week I had a chance to interview Big Ten Network analyst Sean Morris. This was before Northwestern upset Purdue. I asked Sean about his favorite in the Big Ten race.
I like Purdue because of you have someone in Zach Edey that you just don't see that much, especially in the game now. And I like the way that they're connected defensively. I think that they have a chance. The big question is going to be, and these young guards have played very, very well for them. But, you know, when the proverbial lights get brighter, how are they going to perform? I like where they're at. You know, Indiana has started to kind of figure out ways to get the ball to Trace Jackson Davis kind of on the move. I think the big thing for them is going to be, can they get enough consistent perimeter shots to go down to take some of the load off him. But Purdue is just someone that from the moment I saw them, you know, live this year, they were just something a little bit different from them. And it's not just with what they can do offensively. It's how in tune they are with one another on the defensive end, which has surprised me.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
It's Wisconsin 32-31 at halftime. Sean Morris was a pretty good low post player back in the day in Northwestern. When I had a chance to talk to Sean, I asked him how he would handle Zach Edey.
Cheat. The only thing that would be comparable to anything that I faced in the 1980s, he wasn't 7'4", but Uwe Blopp was 7'2". Not necessarily as skilled as Zach Edey, but the size is relatively comparable. And it's very, very difficult. Because the best you can hope for, I think, is if you know that he likes to catch it right on that right block, the best you can do is literally try to race and get to that spot and maybe move him 6 inches or 8 inches Because a lot of times, if that's somebody's sweet spot, that's where they spend a lot of their time, you know, working. And if you can move them just a little bit where the shot becomes a little bit more unfamiliar, I think especially with a guy like Zach Edey, that's the best you can hope for. And then if you're, especially if your coach decides we're not going to run a double team, we're just going to, you know, we're going to let him get 40 and not allow him to kick it out because he's a pretty good passer. So it's a difficult task.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want to